Hey, welcome back to the Brian Park Project from NPR News. A little headbanging going on right now. We're on digital FM, Sirius Satellite, and online at npr.org/Brian Park. Hey, I'm Rachel Martin. Coming up, former Slater Kinney lead guitarist Carrie Brownstein. She's going to give us a little South by Southwest preview. But first, let's get some news headlines from Matt Martinez.
This is NPR.
Thanks, Rachel. Good morning, everyone. Gas prices are up. On Friday, the average price was $3.19 a gallon nationwide. The cheapest city for gas, Cheyenne, Wyoming, at $2.95. The highest was in San Francisco, $3.58 a gallon. A Nobel Prize-winning economist says the war in Iraq will cost $12 billion a month in the coming year. Joseph Stiglitz writes in his new book that the Iraq and Afghan wars will cost the U.S. budget between $1.7 trillion and $2.7 trillion or more by 2017. Negotiations are expected to resume today between the United Auto Workers Union and the auto parts company American Axle in Detroit. About 3,600 UAW members at American Axle have been on strike since late last month. Here's more from Dustin Dwyer at Michigan Radio.
The strike at American Axle has caused a parts shortage at General Motors. GM says that shortage will force it to close all or part of 29 plants around the country. Those closures affect almost 42,000 GM workers, close to half of GM's total manufacturing workforce. The UAW called the strike against American Axle on February 26th. UAW President Ron Gettelfinger said at the time that the company had asked for extreme sacrifices with nothing in return on its latest contract. But American Axle executives say they currently pay three times the amount on labor that their competitors pay. The two sides negotiated through the weekend, but some analysts say they expect the strike could last for weeks.
That's Dustin Dwyer reporting. A Manila court has acquitted former First Lady Imelda Marcos of 32 counts of illegally transferring wealth abroad during the rule of her late husband, former dictator Ferdinand Marcos. Douglas Baxton reports from Manila.
The decision follows a 17-year trial involving more than $800 million in Swiss bank accounts. The court said evidence presented by the government failed to prove that Mrs. Marcos broke the law. The court said it could not convict on the basis of hearsay and unauthenticated documents. The government charged that Mrs. Marcos and some associates had illegally opened dollar accounts under the names of various foundations. Mrs. Marcos gained notoriety for her massive shoe collection and diamond-studded tiaras that she left behind when she and her husband fled the Philippines after his 1986 fall from power. The couple denied wrongdoing. This ruling involves a criminal case. Separate proceedings for the missing funds continue in a Philippine anti-corruption court.
Douglas Baxton reporting from Manila. And things are looking good for the launch of the Space Shuttle Endeavour. It's scheduled to launch very early Tuesday morning. It's only the second nighttime launch since the 2003 Columbia disaster. The mission will be the longest ever visit to the International Space Station. It will deliver the first installment of Japan's space station lab called Kibo. That's the news for now. Remember, it's always online at npr.org.
This is NPR.